This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Strip search. That's what they called the raid of Michael Cohen's office, Donald Trump's attorney. The New York Post called it strip search. Oh, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Strip search. That is clever. Come on, admit it. Yeah, you better be. You guys are chuckling. Good. Good. You having a good day? You guys having fun? Well, it's a pretty good day today so far. I know. We've been busy, man. We are busy over here at the Kevin Jackson team, folks. The Black Sphere team. Lots going on. If you want to get in on the fun, send us a note. KJRadio.com. Give us a call. 844-551-8255. You know what you can even do? Because I had a caller do this recently. He called just to say, hey, what's up, man? He called and said, Kevin, like what you do. Just wanted to give you a quick call. You know what? Encouraging. Very encouraging. Lifts our spirit. Yeah, it lifts our spirits up here. The team, you know, getting feedback. We don't see you. We don't know how many of you are out there. And I'll be honest with you. People say all the time, because I complain. I tell you, we don't make any money in radio. Why? Because I don't get advertisers. And you go, well, Kevin, why? I go, well, because I don't know how big our audience is. And I don't want to disappoint anybody. If somebody wants to help the radio show and they say, Kevin, we're going to give you $20 a month just to keep things moving. Okay, cool. But if you give me money and you have an expectation, like I have people all the time saying to me, Kevin, I just wrote a book, man. I want to advertise on your show. I go, nope. And they go, why not, man? I got a 30-day push and I'm doing all these radio programs. And I go, I'm not going to do it because, you know, let's say for the sake of discussion, they give me $500 to sell their book. And they come on the program and I'm pushing it for that month and we sell 20 books. Well, on 20 books, if they made $25 a book, you know, if I sold 20 books and they profited $25 a book, then we're good to go. But that's not how it happens. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. What will happen is these guys will sell 3 books, and they aren't making $25 a book because the book is probably $20. So they come back and they're like disappointed. I'm going, look, man, when you advertise in radio, it's a slow burn. People hear it constantly. You know, like my gold guys, I couldn't bring my gold guys over because the network that we went to, GSN, already had another gold advertiser. So I had to drop them. But that's the only reason why, because they're good guys. My buddy David Fisher in Landmark is amazing. But that's the only reason why. And David and I had an agreement that said, if you tell me when you're making money, I don't want people's money unless they're making money. I'm a capitalist, but I want my friends to benefit. And that's why when we do start advertising, again, it'll happen soon because we got a pretty good size audience. Then I will absolutely bring people in and it'll be products that I believe in wholeheartedly and so on and so forth. Anyway, I want to go back to Stormy Daniels. Strip searched. The New York Post cover for Tuesday shows a picture of Stormy Daniels with the headline, Strip Search Mocking the FBI Raid of Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, who made a $100,000 payment to the adult film star in 2016. What if it turns out that Michael Cohen was the one who, by proxy, ended up, you know, wanting to have sex with Stormy Daniels, and, you know, that was his payoff? Is this the squeeze? It is, because I suggest to you that Mueller wants to present the idea of impropriety, I should say, regardless of whether one exists or not on behalf of Trump. And by getting Trump's attorney's records, he's sending a message. Now, I don't know what's going to come of it. I'm speculating like you. Just because I'm behind a microphone is going out to millions of people doesn't make me any guru. I'm not a Svengali. You know, I don't have a crystal ball here. Well, to some degree I do, because I've already predicted something. Yeah, I predicted this. I predicted this is the biggest miscalculation of the Democrats in a long time. This is Watergate, legalized Watergate. They essentially said, we're going to go spy on Trump and see what he's got. We're going to pull his attorney's records. And they're pulling his attorney's records, not based on Russia, based on strip search. Bow, chicka, bow, wow. I mean, this is as seedy as it gets. Now, this could have worked. It could have worked on another, quote, person of interest. But see, it's not going to work on Donald Trump. This might have worked. Can you imagine Rand Paul? He's a friend of mine, an acquaintance for sure. Can you imagine Rand Paul getting these kind of allegations? I mean, what they've thrown at Trump, Rand would be like, I have no idea how this is all. I don't even know Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, are you kidding? I don't even know her. And they'd be, oh, you know her. You had sex with her. We're going to raid your attorney's. Oh, I don't even. Well, a hush payment. What are you talking about? Or Ted Cruz. I don't understand what they're doing here. You know, we have nobody who could have withstood the full frontal assault that is happening on the President of the United States and being able to come out of it unscathed. The only one who can do it is Donald Trump, and it's because he's marginal. He's essentially made them the biggest liars on the planet. Again, not trying to pass judgment on it one way or the other. But I know this. I know the media lies through its teeth. So if I'm going to lean on the side of, you know, give the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to give it to Donald Trump. But he's not going to get worked up. Despite what you think, Trump is not going to go nuclear in the leftist sense. He's not going to give tirades. His Twitter tweets are going to be very, you know, like, hey, he's already done one of these. He's like, why'd you, you know, it's really silly. They're doing this. It gets a, you know, travesty of justice, whatever, stupid stuff, whatever. He's going to give you his opinion, but he's not going to say, I'm about to fire Mueller. I'm about to do it. He's just going to slowly go, okay, you've been waiting to pick a fight. This fight's been brewing. So let's see what happens. That's what I think is going to happen. Trump's not going to shoot Mueller at baseball practice or try to run him over as he leaves the office or, you know, fly his plane into a mountain. In other words, Trump is not going to do what Hillary Clinton would do to you. He hasn't gotten that desperate. He hasn't gone Clinton desperate. Oh, man, the left are funny. They are funny people. Well, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to pose a question to you later. Maybe not this hour, but next hour. I'm going to pose a question to you about Melania because there's some stuff going on there. The Syrian gas attack, how's Trump going to handle Syria? We'll talk about that. Amazon killing the U.S. Postal Service and Donald Trump responding back. And the left, of course, don't like it. Not because it doesn't make sense, but they have other reasons. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I got a listener letter, and it said, it would appear that California is in the middle of two revolutions. The first revolution is against the U.S. in that they are making legislation which completely contradicts supremacy of federal law. I anticipate the use of states' rights will be their platform. The second revolution is the New California Revolution, which is basically the eastern portion of California which wants to split off, as they do not feel that Los Angeles, Sacramento are representing them. Sounds like the original Tea Party. And then he says, and they're ruling by decree. And this particular person's name is Will. He wanted to hear my comments. So, Will, I want to respond to that, and I want to talk about how, you know, what Arizona's doing in comparison. So Arizona just recently ruled, their Supreme Court, that Arizona colleges can't, as in cannot, give in-state tuition to young immigrants covered under the DACA program. Now, the court issued this brief decision saying that the justices unanimously agreed. They said existing federal and state laws don't allow Maricopa Community Colleges to grant in-state tuition rates for DACA recipients. And what they're saying there is that you've got kids that have been brought over illegally. They are not technically legal residents of the United States. they should not be given preferential treatment over kids that decide they want to come into the state. Now, I'm talking about, you know, any outsider outside of Arizona coming into the state. Why would you give someone preferential treatment over kids that want to come into the state, that want to enjoy Arizona, that want to check, you know, kick the tires of Arizona, who are legal? How could you possibly even consider this? Now, that in comparison to what California just recently did, which said we are going to penalize kids coming from out of state, adding $1,000 more to probably what is already an outrageous tuition. And they're not going to pass that along to kids that are in state. And in fact, the kids that are in state, the DACA kids, my bet is the majority of those DACA kids are already getting some sort of financial aid. So this is just a common sense ruling by the state of Arizona saying, look, we understand your predicament. We really do. But we cannot, in good conscience, give you preferential treatment over the citizens of the United States, the children of the citizens of the United States, and those taxpayers who paid in the legal system. We can't do that. And California could say the same thing. It's not even about states' rights. It's about the rights of your citizens. And so you're starting to see these various places going after California. Recently, I think Huntington Beach County or something, I don't know how they break it out, but at Huntington Beach area, and maybe that's just a strong conservative area, but people are revolting in California.
Huntington Beach is now the latest city planning to file a lawsuit against the state. The council voted 6-1 to sue the state over SB 54. The bill is designed to protect undocumented immigrants by limiting the cooperation between local police and ICE agents. The council's chambers were packed with people sharing their opinions.
But I'm not going to call them criminal illegal aliens, because guess what? The second they step foot over that border, they are criminals.
Love your neighbor as yourself. It does not say love your neighbor only if that person holds citizenship.
Last month, the city of Los Alamitos also took a stance against the bill, voting to opt out. And last week, Orange County supervisors voted to join Attorney General Jeff Sessions' lawsuit against the state.
I want to go back to tuition in just a second, but before we do that, I want to talk about this revolution that's occurring in California. This is an opportunity. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. An opportunity in California to finally get some sanity. You have counties suing the state, saying enough is enough. Break the back of Californians. All it takes is a handful of people to finally say, you know what? You can't keep penalizing the citizens of this country and think you can get away with it. And if the federal government has to step in, if, quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, if I ran the Fed, I would have arrested the governor of California already. I would have arrested him for endangering his citizens, because as the president of the United States, his job is to protect all citizens, regardless of the boundaries of the states. And I would say you allowing people to be certainly taking advantage of it from a tax perspective is dangerous. These HIV laws that they just passed in California, dangerous. This sanctuary state stuff that's going on, dangerous. I would have all those suckers in prison. Oh, Kevin, you're being a dictator. No, I'm not. I'm enforcing the laws to protect the mass citizens. If you are deranged enough to allow an illegal who's come back and forth across this our border 3 or 4 times, committed multiple crimes, forget the crime of just coming across the border, the people go, oh, that's no big deal. It is a big deal. But that notwithstanding, how about the crime of killing a citizen? And people protecting them. Somebody, the mayor of Oakland allowing, you know, telling them, hey, they're going to be raiding, you better get out of here. And then those people committing crimes. I'd sue her if I were an individual, or anybody in the city, I'd sue them. And then, from my perspective, I'd put her in prison. And it isn't because I'm a dictator. I'd say this is based on law. You are there to protect the citizens of the United States, not the interlopers. The illegals. Let's go back to the numbers. So the court released this thing about that Maricopa County colleges and they could not offer this reduced tuition for illegals. And here's what they went on to say. More than 2,000 DACA recipients currently referred to as Dreamers attend community college or state university in Arizona and pay in-state rates. The ruling would make these guys have to pay more to attend school, as out-of-state rates are about triple the cost of in-state tuition. So, for example, in-state students in Arizona State pay $9,834 for tuition next year. Non-residents pay $27,618. Residents pay $86 accredited Maricopa County, compared with $241 for non-residents. But DACA recipients, they're now going to have to pay the full non-resident rate. The Arizona Board of Regents approved the lower tuition rate in 2015 meant for non-residents who are Arizona high school graduates. So they tried to say, well, if you went to school here, we consider you a resident, et cetera, et cetera, even though, again, they're illegal and so on. This is academia meddling and not allowing us to handle immigration in the right way. And we've got a system of people in most of these states, these leftists, who want to allow these people to break the rules. Look, we are a society of rules. Follow the doggone rules. That's what we do. They're always looking for a way to reward somebody doing something the wrong way. But I'll be doggone if these clowns will reward somebody who's actually following the rules. How about that as a trial? You know, how about you put a carrot out there and say, hey, keep following the rules, guys. Do the right thing, and we're going to give you something. They don't give you anything. They take advantage of you when you follow the rules. Are you not sick of this? I know I am.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Retaliated in proposing $50 billion worth in tariffs on U.S. goods like soybeans, beef, and tobacco. Well, those measures could hurt the very states that sent Trump to the White House, it turns out. Soybeans are our second largest export to China and are primarily grown in key states that voted for Trump, like Iowa, Missouri, Indiana, in Ohio. The threat of a trade war poses a grave threat to the rural voters that backed President Trump, in other words, by a 26-point margin over Hillary Clinton. Robert Leonard, for example, a news director from rural Iowa, had this warning from President Trump in the New York Times. If he tanks the rural economy, he and his legacy are in deep trouble. For more, I'm joined by former Republican congressman from Florida, Dave Jolly. Congressman, you know, I'm looking at the numbers on the stock market, which is a pretty crude measure, but it tells you. It started under Trump around 20,000, when rose up to 26,000 over the first year, which is a very good year for him. Not as good as Obama, but a very good year. And now it's down by 2,000. So he's lost a third of what he gained over a whole year in just a matter of weeks. This trade thing that's out there now is not helping his overall success rate.
No, you're exactly right. We're seeing a couple different things. We're seeing Donald Trump's personality on full display, somebody who never contemplates second and third order effects, who often acts out of retribution, not out of some type of coherent policy. We are seeing the economic fallout, the increased volatility in the markets, the risk of prices going up of about 200,000 job losses based on a Moody's estimate. And we're seeing the political fallout, as you mentioned, in very key states across the Farm Belt and the Rust Belt.
In a word, Armageddon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. The news cannot report anything quickly enough to tell you that it's doom and gloom. When Donald Trump does something, oh my goodness, it is going to crush the economy, particularly the states where Donald Trump won handily over Hillary Clinton. These people are going to abandon him. With soybeans. Yeah, because you know why? Everybody in those states is dependent on soybeans. Let me tell you something, folks. The farmers depend on soybeans. Now, I'm not trying to diminish the impact of what it could mean if we entered into this so-called trade war, because I'm about to dispel the myth of that here in a second. But here's the thing. Soybeans affects farmers. It doesn't affect the vast majority of people who have voted for Trump. You would think everybody in Iowa grows soybeans. It'll impact some people. Here's the thing about policy decisions. Policy decisions can't be centered on, oh, well, we're going to make this policy decision because it impacts the soybean growers in Iowa, and we're going to make this policy decision because it impacts, you know, the beef producers in Texas. Trade policy, good trade policy is good trade policy, bad trade policy, bad trade policy. And what China's so-called retaliation is meant to do is to impact Donald Trump in the areas that are going to be impacted the most. That's pretty smart. China says, well, we don't have a lot of clout because we, you know, we only take a certain amount of things from you. It's a $400 billion deficit, but we'll impact you where it hurts you the most. Good policy. But Trump says, no problem at all, because you know what I'll do? I'll take the money we save, and I'll subsidize those guys. So, next move. Now, I don't know exactly what Trump has said, but I saw something where he said to the soybean farmers and the beef producers, don't worry, we'll take care of you. This is only a temporary setback, because here's what I told you guys in the beginning. I said, I can go back and find this clip. When Donald Trump was running for president and people were talking about he's a warmonger and all that, I said, Donald Trump is anything but a warmonger. If he's going to go to war, he's going to go to war with the U.S. economy. That is the smartest way to go to battle, is use the U.S. economy. So that's what Donald Trump has done. He's saying, I'm going to take this economy, which, by the way, is growing in leaps and bounds. We used to be number two to China, and we jumped past them in the era of Donald Trump. We are now the largest economy in the world, and I'm not talking about per capita. Per capita, we dwarf China. But I'm talking about just individual size of economy, how much goods and services we purchase annually is bigger than China, who has five times the number of people that we have, and we're still bigger as an economy. How do you possibly lose? The only way you lose in that battle is if you are a moron, which is what Barack Obama was. And by the way, so was Bush, and so was Clinton before him, and so was Bush before him. We've enjoyed, if he finger quotes, these deficits for decades. So they're all morons. And Trump is the first one that says, why would we negotiate like this? This is idiotic. So there's a $400 billion deficit. So Trump says, I'm going to put a $50 billion tariff on you. China says, we'll put a $50 billion tariff on you. Trump says, I'll put a $100 billion tariff on you. China says, I'll put a $100 billion tariff on you. Trump says, I'll put a $150 billion tariff on you. And China goes, oh, we're out of tariff. So great. I keep coming back to this because I want to drive home the point. There are leftists that listen to the program that don't get it. $400 billion. That is a huge number. Go look up the GDP of the world and see how big that is. Our trade deficit could run entire countries. That's how big it is. So Trump says, now we've got $400 billion of products we have to source or produce ourselves. You know what, American manufacturers? Start producing. Don't worry. You'll fill that backlog quickly. Tell me what China sends over. I promise you, there is somebody willing to make it. Will you pay a little bit more initially? Sure. But it isn't going to cost us $400 billion more. Come on, China. Bring it. So Donald Trump uses our economy the way it's supposed to be used. And he admits, look, it's America first, but I'm not trying to ace you out. I'm telling you, we're going to have a more equitable policy. And you know what else? You can even win occasionally. We may win occasionally. Get this. Donald Trump talked about this. We have a 2.5% tariff on cars, vehicles that come from China. They have a 25% tariff on cars going into China from us. 25%. A 10% customs tariff and a 15% auto tax. And if you happen to make it a really nice car, they have a super luxury tax of 10% on cars that are priced over $200,000. Now, I don't know how many of those we have, but you can pay as much as 35% tax on our vehicles going into China, and we pay 2.5% tax on theirs coming into here. And somebody that claims to represent you, that claims to be part, you know, of pro-America, has allowed this to occur. Yeah, you want to ship your soybeans? You don't want our soybeans? I tell you what, we'll stop your cars and we'll stop your other products. Because, here's the math, folks, $400 billion they get into their economy. Think of the size of that number going into an economy for free. Building dams and infrastructure and factories and all kinds of stuff, and it's suddenly gone. The most powerful currency on the planet, gone. Take your yuan. Nobody cares about it. Take it. Where are you going to use it? Who's your market? Who are you going to replace that 25% of the world GDP, China? Who's going to buy it? Africa? Argentina? I'm using the continent of Africa because I'm telling you, sell it anywhere. You're going to sell it in Rwanda, in the Congo, in Zimbabwe? Where are you going to sell it? You got nowhere to go. The only thing you can do is you can say, you know what? Maybe we need to rethink this. So here's an article. China's President Xi Jinping, appeared to strike a conciliatory tone during a speech Tuesday where he promised to cut China's auto import tariffs and ease restrictions on foreign ownership in its auto industry as tensions play out with Washington over tariffs. Now, I go back to what everybody was saying. Oh, Donald Trump is going to get us crushed. He's going to get us killed. We're all going to die because of tariffs. The stock market, the volatility, all the farmers are going to go to this, that, and the other. Let me tell you what Donald Trump is telling to the farmers. Don't you sweat it. You know what he's telling to all these other industries? Don't you sweat it. You know what he's saying to people that are looking to bring manufacturing back to America? Come on. Bring it. It's coming back. You're going to bring it back because we're going to get this thing in line one way or the other. And while he's doing this, while he's essentially using the magic of that, you know, that magic wand that Barack Obama talks about, the left is fighting him. They're fighting him. And the reason they're fighting him is very simple. They know his success means their utter destruction. For those of you who are wondering, why would you fight a guy doing this? Go look at any video from MSNBC, CNN on the tariffs. They'll tell you Trump's trade war. When Trump wins the trade war, which he just did, by the way, they're not going to tell you, wow, China blinked. China came back quick on this one. It wasn't a day. It wasn't a full week after Trump started this thing and a full day after he says, look, I can play this game as long as you want. That Xi Jinping said, okay, all right, look, hey, we don't want to get into this, Mr. Trump. Let's take a look at this thing. And he's soft-shoeing. But the Democrats don't want to let you know this because their future is in his failure.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, I'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag. freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Facebook's apology tour continues. This time it is the social media giant COO, Sheryl Sandberg.
We were very focused for the last 10 years on building social experiences. And those are important. Those are why your friends know it's your birthday, why you can share playlists. But we were not focused enough on the possible misuses of data. We know that we did not do a good enough job protecting people's data. And I'm really sorry for that, and Mark's really sorry for that. But what we weren't focused enough on was protecting. I think we were very idealistic and not rigorous enough. And then there's the possible misuse.
All of this comes as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is set to testify before Congress next week about the company's misuse of data. CNN senior technology correspondent Laurie Siegel joins me with the details. I have to be honest, I watch all of that, and not only does it feel robotic, and it feels like there's a very clear message just being given to everybody from the communications team, but to hear Sheryl Sandberg come out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we just weren't focused on possible misuses, you almost let that slide with Mark Zuckerberg. Sheryl Sandberg seems a little too smart for that.
Right. It's interesting because we're hearing a lot of this, and the question, I think, for Facebook users, for lawmakers next week when Mark goes to testify, is this too little too late? And I don't mean, you know, why just now? I mean, I think this is a company that has 2 billion users. Data protection should be one of the most important things that's focused. So, yes.
And from the beginning.
From the beginning. And it is great that they're coming out and talking about this. But the big question is, where were they before? Now, I think the other question is, will there be more data breaches? What else will we find out? Sheryl was asked that. Listen to what she said.
We're doing an investigation. We're going to do audits. And, yes, we think it's possible. That's why we're doing the audit. This week we announced we're shutting down some of the ways groups, events, pages, other parts of our product use data.
What a ruse. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Sheryl Sandberg. Oh, you know, we're going to be doing this, and we're really very good people, and we're not to be the mean, evil, you know, Gestapo that everybody makes us out to be. These are the people that colluded with Hillary Clinton, colluded with Barack Obama to win elections for them. They won one and lost the other. Would have lost in 2012 had it not been for Facebook. But they couldn't drag old Hillary over the finish line. Yeah, they didn't have enough, tractors for that. A little too heavy. And now that the data breach has occurred and they say, oh, it helped Trump win. No, it didn't. That is a blatant lie. Facebook didn't help Trump win. If social media platform helped Trump win, it was Twitter. Let's just be honest about it. It was Twitter. And I can't say that wasn't the case with Twitter, because I'm telling you, he got famous for the tweets and remains so, right? But it wasn't Facebook. What Facebook is catching heat over is the fact that they allowed a Trump surrogate, a company that was working on behalf of Trump, to get to data that they gladly gave to the left. That's what they're upset about. That's what people are mad about. And to this very moment, Facebook continues to persecute conservatives. So does Twitter. So do all these social media platforms. They don't like us, and they never will. Look, we've defeated the previous media frontier, the broadcast media, the print media. The media frontier that has now become the Nazis of the political movement are social media platforms. And for the life of me, I don't understand how conservatives haven't band together to say, you know what? We are not going to allow this. That we here's what we do. We're going to fight you, man. We're going to continue to use your platform and let you make millions and billions of dollars off of us. And we'll teach you. It reminds me of a girl, a friend that I knew, and she said to me, yeah, my old boyfriend, he messed around on me. And I found out, and I went, he apparently the dude was married to him. So she says, I went to his house, and I confronted his wife. I'm like, you confronted his wife? She's like, yeah. And so anyway, as she continued the story, she says, well, I ran into him about 6 months later. And, you know, he came to me and he was all apologetic and blah, blah, blah. And we went out and I invited him over to my place and I slept with him. And she says, I taught him. And I'm telling you, it's a true story. And I'm looking at her going, okay, so he's still married to the lady, but you taught him a lesson because when you saw him, he flirted with you and you slept with him. And she's like, yes. And she's all like, you know, haughty about it. And I go, and could you please explain to me how you taught him a lesson? Because I don't get it. And she's like, this would be the last time that he would ever have this, you know, her. And I went, as if he cared. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but as a dude, he won. I'm telling you right now, he won. I'm not trying to, marriage notwithstanding, I'm just saying, if he's a dog and you think you've taught him a new trick, you lost. So, you know, this is the way we treat Facebook. Oh, I'll show you, Mark Zuckerberg. I'll continue to use your service, and I'll make sure that you continue to restrict my voice, and I'll be madder and madder and madder. You know what's happening with Zuckerberg? He took a little hit. He'll go on Congress. He's on a goodwill tour. He's got his surrogate, a chick out there going, you know, well, Mark is really sorry about it. He's smart. He's going, let me have this you know, cute little white female go out and do my dirty work. Is he out there admitting what they've done to conservatives and conservative pages? Right now, Diamond and Silk. Look, I don't, what is, did Diamond and Silk have some revolutionary thing to say? I don't know. Don't care. It's their spot on the earth, on the internet, on Facebook. Let them say what they want to say. These women are no threat. They're pro-Trump. Wow. And look, one person, a friend of mine got shut off of Facebook because somebody came on her page and she blasted him, you know, called him, you know, like, Alex, get off my page, you little piece of crap. And that person reported her. She was in Facebook jail. You know, Zuckerberg prison for whatever period of time, a week or I don't know what. She finally got out and said, hey, you know, I'm back amongst the living, and put out a broadcast announcement. That's how I saw it. But this is the nonsense of this group. They want to pretend that they can monitor and make sure everything's on the up and up. We don't stand for hate of any type, and we're going to make sure that everybody gets heard, and it's a social media platform to bring people together. And no, it isn't. It's a social media platform to represent the world. That's what it's supposed to do. Who are you to regulate it? Who gave you the authority, a freaking little chumpy millennial, who gave you the authority to determine what is good? And I think what he called the Diamond and Silk, like unfit news or, you know, something like that. And then here's some irony for you. For at least a year, the biggest page on Facebook that was purporting to be part of the Black Lives Matter movement is a scam with ties to a middle-aged white guy from Australia. Yeah. So the page that's representing itself as part of BLM, Black Lives Matter movement in America, hands up, don't you? He's like an Aussie, and he's like, down under. Yeah. I don't know where he lives, but it says the page, titled simply Black Lives Matter, had almost 700,000 followers on Facebook, more than twice as many as the official Black Lives Matter page, which, by the way, that number is pretty dismal. When you think about the almost 2.5 billion is what they say, but 2 billion people on Facebook, supposedly all these people that love Black Lives Matter, and they only have 300 and something thousand people. So let me put that in perspective. I've got almost 600,000 people. Now, I've been around longer than BLM. Kevin's life matters, though. So I've been around longer than they have. So I won't, you know, disparage that, you know, they haven't been around as long. But for a movement that has that much money and is supposedly this driven thing across the country, all they can amass is 350,000 people. It's dismal. Now, the fake dude had 700,000. That's still small. If you have a cause that supposedly is that important to people, why can't you get more? But the bigger issue is this. Facebook didn't even recognize that this guy is a fake. They said it was this page was tied to online fundraisers who supposedly raised $100,000 in support of Black Lives Matter in the U.S., and they said it was put into Australian bank accounts. So Facebook has been hurting black folks. And then they said this, fundraising campaigns associated with the Facebook page were suspended by PayPal and Patreon after CNN contacted each of the companies for comment. DonorBox and Classy had removed their campaigns as well. These people have been allowing a fake movement out of Australia to exist on behalf of Black Lives Matter. Why did they do it? Why did that guy target that? Because he knew exactly what Facebook would do. They would allow them to do it. So all these profiteers, for the record, we should be doing it. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I told people many times, you come up with a fake movement that says, I support me too, too. And they'll come out and they'll pay you handsomely. And when they shut your page down, you go, so what? I got $250,000 off those clowns.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.